I want to bring to you what I feel is important that I hear as commonalities of people that are winning, and I want to share it with you so that you can win. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Guys, today I'm going to come at you direct. I'm going to come at you with something that's on my heart, on my mind. As you guys know, I started this so that you can win. And I just want to share, I want to bring what's raw, what's real, what's relevant. And also just with my pulse on the industry as a team leader, as a coach to many of the top team leaders in the nation, and being a part of some of the most elite communities in the space. I want to bring to you what I feel is important that I hear as commonalities of people that are winning. And I want to share it with you so that you can win. And so today's message is really, really simple. It is around one word. Now, one word happens to be the focus for my real estate team in 2026. That one word happens to be the word that I've said more than any other word in my life over the last 6 months, because it is so crucial and important that you understand what this word means and you understand how to implement it in different aspects and areas of your life so that you can live a full, epic life. So without further ado, that one word is alignment. Alignment is the one focus that I've had in my life over the last 6 months, and the one focus that we are focused on as an organization in 2026. Here's the truth. You can't build a high performing team if you're a low performing leader. Here's what I believe alignment is. Alignment is the bridge between who you say you are and how you actually live. How you actually live in your habits, how you actually live at home, how you actually live in your business. So I think most people truly are out of alignment in one area or aspect of their life or in their business, and they don't even know it. And even if you're not out of alignment, getting more in alignment will help you in every aspect of life. And I'm going to break that down for you today. So I'm going to talk about something that I believe every single leader needs to hear. And by the way, if you don't have a leadership title, leadership is not a title. Leadership is a thought. Leadership is a way that you think. Leadership is something. It is how you act. It is not the title that you have on your name badge. And so I believe everyone is a leader to someone in their life. There is someone right now that is looking up to you. There is someone right now that is watching you and learning from you and modeling and demonstrating your behaviors, whether you realize it or not. So you, by definition, you are a leader. You are leading someone because someone in your life is watching you and learning from you. Are they learning good behaviors? Are they learning bad behaviors? Are they learning things that will actually serve them? And I believe that we all are called to a higher power to be that leader for other people in our lives. So I'm going to talk about alignment. I'm going to go super in depth. Let me give you some perspective. Have you ever been, especially team leaders, but all of us, we've all had challenges in life. Have you ever been doing the work and it felt harder than it should have been? You're grinding, you're working, but you struggle to get momentum. And a lot of times we call that burnout. But I really think as I've been studying this, sometimes it's not burnout and sometimes it is simply misalignment. Because here's the truth. When you're out of alignment, everything's harder. When you're out of alignment, you struggle to get momentum. When you're out of alignment, it is really, really difficult to stay motivated because you're not seeing the results. And a lot of times when you're out of alignment, maybe your actions don't match your ambitions. And so we're going to break that down in so many different aspects today. So here's the truth. Alignment isn't like this fluffy pie in the sky, motivational word that you see on posters or memes. I want you to think about it in this perspective. Alignment is like a war between you and three parts of yourself. Number one, alignment is around who do you believe that you are? Your identity. Alignment is what you say matters, your values. And third, last but not least, are you in alignment with what you actually do, your behavior? So when your identity, your values, and your behavior, all three match up, now you're in alignment. But so many people are out of alignment or can use maybe some adjustments to get in more alignment in those areas of their life. I know I certainly can, which is why I'm sharing this with you today. So here's the truth. When those three things don't match, your identity, your values, your behavior don't line up, you know what happens? The human brain is very, very powerful. You start feeling anxious. You start feeling tired, frustrated, even if technically nothing's wrong. That is the brain. It is called cognitive dissonance. Look it up. Research it. It's because you're not living the behaviors and the values of who you really truly think that you are. And so the brain's like, something's off. I got to throw up a red flag. So it's called cognitive dissonance. I've been doing a lot of studying on that. And it's around alignment. So here's the truth. What happens is when they feel that, most people numb it. They'll scroll on their phones. They'll go out partying. They'll go out drinking. They'll binge eat. They'll do whatever it is. They'll blame someone else. They'll become the victim. And they'll hide behind doing busy work, realizing that that busy work is getting them deeper and deeper and deeper into this hole that feels like burnout, which also could be misalignment. But here's what high performers do, is they are very self-aware and they use that tension. They use that those signals and those signs as feedback. It's like their alarm going off inside being like, hey, you're out of alignment. You need to go check yourself. And so in that realm, here's what I believe. And I'm going to break down three different types of alignment here. Here's what I believe. A lot of times you don't need more motivation. You need more alignment because we've all done the work. We've worked our tails off. We work so hard, grinding. And it just feels like we dread it every single day. We've also had the opposite. We've been grinding so hard, working so hard. And we come home at the end of the day, we have a big smile on our face and it didn't feel like work. You know why? Because you were in alignment. You were in alignment with your mission, your vision, your values, your thoughts, your behaviors lined up. Think about that for a minute. You were actually serving your mission because you were in alignment with what you actually want to achieve and the behaviors that you actually did. And so it doesn't feel like work. You hear all these gurus and all these internet Instagram entrepreneurs that have done nothing but sell you a course on how to sell a course, telling you all these things that are like around. You just find, do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life. It's not about doing what you love. It's about being in alignment. It's about serving the mission. It's about having purpose in your heart. And you know what you did actually matters. You actually have that belief in yourself because you are aligned. So here's where it starts. There's three parts of alignment I'm going to break down for you today. Number one, self-alignment. This is where everything starts. You can't lead other people if you can't lead yourself. You got to help yourself first. Go back to the oxygen mask analogy we've all heard on airplanes before. In case of emergency, you put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Why is that? You got to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Because if you're not the best version of you, everyone else is getting a lesser version of you and they deserve more. So you have to be selfish so you can be selfless. You got to take care of yourself first. I don't know what that means for you, but for me, I got to feel my best. And to feel my best, guess what? I need to get back to the habits, routines, and rituals that got me to when I felt my best. I had my most energy. I had my most impact. I felt more in alignment than I've ever been. And guess what? It's waking up earlier than everyone else in the house, getting my workout in, eating healthy. And then when I'm at work, I actually do my power list every single day. I actually commit to my time blocks that I have in my schedule. I actually make sure and audit my schedule at the end of every day. Hey, did I do everything? Is there anything else that needs to be carried over to tomorrow? And let's look at tomorrow. And is everything on there actually a priority or is it just busy work? Because there's a time in your life where sometimes you're just working so hard and you need to learn how to say no to things that don't serve the mission, things that are not in alignment, and you need to remove them. So ask yourself, do your habits match your goals? You say you want to lose 10 pounds. Are you actually tracking what you eat? Are you exercising? You say you want to make an extra $100,000 next year. You making more phone calls? Are you personally listening to podcasts to personally develop? Are you reading books? Are you actually practicing your craft? Are you going back and listening to your phone calls of how you can do better? Are you doing more work to grow? Because most people just live a life of hope. I hope I lose 10 pounds. I hope I make more money. I hope this, but they're not in alignment with self. Do your habits actually match your goals? Number two, sorry, underneath number one, I want you to ask yourself this question. Does your habit actually match your goals? Here's another question. Does your discipline reflect your standards? Does your discipline reflect your standards? Here's what I mean. A lot of people use the word standards. I've talked about it on stages for years now. We have standards in our organization. I have standards in my life. Standards are the floor. Goals are the ceiling. Even on the days I don't feel like it, I'm going to hit my standard. And so standards aren't what you say. They're actually what you allow or what you do. And so is your discipline actually reflecting your standards? Are you saying standards and confusing it with a goal? Because you got to have discipline to hit your standards no matter what. And here's a big one to be in alignment with yourself. Are you doing the hard things even when no one else is watching? Here's a great test. I want you to think about the thing that there's one thing right now that you have in your life that you know if you did it, it would change so many other things in your life. If you gave this thing up, if you sacrificed it, if you did this thing, if you got better in this one area, there's one thing that you have in your life right now that if you did it, it would change everything, but you're not doing it and you're avoiding it. You're out of alignment with self. You either really don't want this thing or it's not worth giving up this other thing. So here's where I define success for myself is, am I actually living in integrity with self? Do my actions match my ambitions? Am I working as hard as I would if I had a crowd? Am I working that hard when no one finds out? I've said this for years is one of the things that I attribute to my success. And by the way, I'm a long, 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 long ways of where I want to be and have so much room for growth, but I've been very blessed and fortunate to get to where I'm at. And so along the journey, I've just had a lot of people ask me. And one of the things that I share is that one of the keys to that growth for me has been, I do my best work in the dark. And no, let's not call HR. I don't mean it in that way. Get your mind out of the gutter. What I mean by that is I do my best work in the dark is that I keep my commitments to myself when no one finds out. I work just as hard when no one knows I'm going to do work. I don't do it for the recognition. I don't do it for the trophy. I don't do it for the pat on the back. I do it for me. And I want you to start doing it for you. Get in alignment with yourself. Because your team, your business, your finances, your relationships will never outgrow your personal alignment. When you're sloppy in your personal alignment, everything else in your life is sloppy. But when you're dialed in, you're in alignment with self, guess what? Everything else gets better and they get dialed in. It starts with you. Number two, alignment at home. Alignment at home. I just did a podcast, I think it was last week with my good buddy, Tyler Blair. And he shared some nuggets. So go back and listen to that one. It was so good. An amazing leader, an amazing human, amazing husband, father, and a great, great friend. But he just shared a lot of things of how he works through and makes his family a priority, why he's growing a real estate team that's going to close 800 transactions this year. So alignment at home is everything. Also, Dustin Runyon and I have another podcast, Built for More Community, and Dustin is the GOAT on this. He talks a lot about alignment, and it's where I learned a lot of this from. I'm just giving it from my perspective and my experience. But here's the truth. Number one, let's get this out of the way. So many people want to talk about alignment at home. They're like, yeah, we got to find work-life balance. Bullshit. Work-life balance does not exist. It does not exist. You cannot balance the two. They're not equal because you're going to go through seasons. And so instead of trying to balance them, find a work-life rhythm. Find a rhythm that works for the season of life that you're in right now. Get everyone on the same page and commit and stick to that. You got to get in alignment at home. Here's the truth. You can't be great at work and then come home and your kids and family get nothing. Your wife and kids, your husband and kids get the leftovers. You can't change lives publicly and be this rock star hero that everyone looks up to. And then you come home and you're not. You come home to resentment. You come home to a house that is not in alignment with your goals. A house that's not in alignment with the activities and the effort that you're making at work. Here's what I found. Alignment at home means your family's in on the mission. They're doing it with you. Because I've done it both ways. The stuff I hope you know I share with you is all proven. And I've learned this stuff because I've done it the wrong way. And I've been out of alignment at home. And guess whose fault it was? Like, I felt like I'm working my ass off and I come home and like, it's just not appreciated. Well, you know why? Because I didn't communicate clearly that I was going through a season that required me to make sacrifices at home so I could serve my mission and change people's lives. So my family suffered. But you know what I've done differently? Is I got way better at communicating the mission. Got way better at communicating what the mission is, how it's going to impact them, how it's going to impact others. And then also ask them what's important that I make as a priority, because guess what? My number one priority is at home. I can talk about changing lives all day, every day, but if I don't change the lives in my own fucking home, it's all for nothing. And so you got to be in alignment. And here's what's cool is when you're out of alignment and you feel like you got to choose at work or at home, because I've been there, then your work at work doesn't feel as powerful. Then your at home doesn't feel as powerful. And they like conflict against each other. But when at home, you've got cheerleaders that got your back no matter what, and they serve the mission and they're helping you, patting you on the ass when you're on your way out the door to go serve the mission and go change some lives today. And they come home and they ask about your day and they're in this with you and they're in the mix. Guess what? Everything becomes easier and you become better. You better get in alignment at home with your wife, with your husband, with your spouse, with your kids. Whatever your home situation is, you better get in alignment at home. And you need to show up at work. And when you're at work, be where your feet are. Be there and be the best leader you can. And when you're at home, guess what? Here's one of the big changes for me. Whenever we have these family meetings, we talk about, I'll just be transparent. Right now, I'm in a season that's requiring more. You know, the first thing I did, I sat down with my wife and I had the conversation. Hey, you know what this means, right? This means it's going to require me to work more. This means it's going to require more hours. This means it's going to require more sacrifice. This means that I'm going to have to be answering my phone at 8:30 at night again. This means that there's things that are going to change. Here's why it's important. Here's the impact and the mission that we're doing it. Are we on the same page? Are we still in alignment with the mission? Any questions you have for me? And we have a great conversation. And then I end it with this. The mission's important, but I want to make sure you know family's first. So what are the things I need to put in my calendar ahead of the mission to make sure I can serve my family and my mission at home? Because that comes first. And everything else can be worked around it. This one simple thing changes everything. I have a time block in my calendar that is family time, and nothing gets in the way in it. I don't have my phone. None of the outside world exists except for my family. Because you guys know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes that gets put on back burner and it's midnight and you're like, oh shit, where did everyone go? While you're still grinding and working, right? And so you just got to make the priority things a priority and just get in alignment. Because what happens is when you're in alignment at home, you perform so much better at work. And when you perform better at work, you perform better at home. And it's just a circle. You just continue to come better. But when it's out of alignment and there's tension there and one is pulling away from the other and they don't work congruently, you're not the best version of you for anyone. So make sure you get in alignment at home. And number four, maybe number three, whatever it is now your alignment with self, your alignment at home. Now you get in alignment with your team, get alignment at work, get alignment with your business partners. Because a team out of alignment, it's like driving a car with three flat tires. I mean, it'll still go, but it's going to make a lot of noise and it's going to be hard and it's going to be slow. So what do I mean by alignment with the team? Number one, here's things that I coach and teach all the time. You guys have heard this before, but how many of you are actually doing it and actually do it consistently and repeat it over and over and over again and make all your decisions in your organization around it? Does everyone know the mission? Does everyone know the mission? Do the daily behaviors of the organization match the mission? Are you holding people accountable to the mission? Do they know the mission? Do they know the vision? Do they know the values? I'll even add one. Do they know the standards? Not only do they know them, are they adhering to all of those? Are they improving upon all of those? Not the protection mindset, because nothing can grow when you're protecting it. Are they serving it? Are they improving it? Are they helping make it become better? Because when you get these things right, and your culture's in alignment, performance is in alignment, the standards, the accountability, and everyone is rowing in the same direction for the same mission, aligned with the same values and the same standards, this shit gets so fun. And everyone wins at a higher level. A rising tide rises all ships. But here's where I see people go wrong. They talk about a mission and our core values because they've heard me say it, they've heard someone say it, they read in a book, whatever. And they talk about it like once a year. You should be hiring, you should be firing. Your core values and your mission should be a part of your everyday conversations with your clients, with your team, with everyone. You know what else should be? You upholding the standards through accountability. Because your standards aren't what you say, they're what you allow. Some buzzword that is just so popular in today's society. Now, your culture is actually the behaviors and the standards of your environment. That is your culture. We have a saying in our environment, winning is more fun than fun is fun, because we're a culture of winners. I've never seen anyone win a championship. I've never seen anyone win a marathon. I've never seen anyone win anything that was hard without a huge ass smile on their face. You want to have more fun? Go out and win. But winning requires sacrifice. Winning requires discipline. Winning requires commitment. And winning requires a leader that's willing to hold the fucking line. And that is your job. Stop letting people slide. Stop avoiding hard conversations. Stop choosing comfort over alignment. Because when everyone is aligned, everyone has more fun, everyone gets more wins, and the whole environment improves together. And that's probably why they chose to work with you in the first place. You owe it to them. So don't be afraid of those tough conversations. Stop avoiding them and get in alignment. Realize that you have whatever you need in order to get back in alignment in those things. You don't need a training. You don't need a book. You don't need anything other than to realize, acknowledge it, and go improve it. Acknowledge it and then go work on it. There's a gap in one of those aspects in your life. Good. Acknowledge it and go close the gap. So make sure you're in alignment at home. Sorry, alignment with self first. Alignment home second. And then get alignment at work. If you're not in alignment, just identify the area you're out of alignment in. Own it. Accept responsibility. And just move the needle every day to close that gap and realign. Small adjustments. Like John Cheplak says, tiny hedges swing big doors. So here's the cool part. When you get in alignment with these things, you will have joy and fulfillment back in your life. Everything will feel lighter. You will accomplish so much more. And it feels like it's not even work anymore. It's because your life, your leadership, your mission are all moving in the same direction. And when you do that, you become unstoppable. So I hope this helped you guys. I hope this helps you get in alignment. I hope this brings energy to you. I hope this brings some clarity and some things that you can get in alignment with so that you can go out and live the best version of you. And you can go impact other people's lives. And I hope this episode impacted your life today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate the support. Do me a favor, share this with a friend. Share this with someone that needs to hear this, someone that needs to get in alignment, someone that this could be the wake-up call that they need to hear that could change everything for them. So share this with them and do them that service. Thank you guys for all your support. Appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.